Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Top of the morning to ya. This is the Department of Offense. I'm your host, Casey. Joining me as always is Carlos.
I'm here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is episode 452. This is pretty exciting.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
we just got back from across the old pond.
Yeah, I'm still feeling a little tired.
I am too, man. This the jet lag's real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole
I don't
thing.
Know if it's jet lag. It's just like exhaustion from the travel.
Well, yeah, we're not as young as we used to be, and we pushed it pretty hard. We'll talk a little bit about that further into the show here. But I guess, should we start with the beer and then just talk about the thing? Or do we want to talk about the thing and then the beer? Because I was going to ask you what you've been up to this past week, but that's basically what the show is going
to
be.
Because, do we have anything else that we've been up to? Like, let's see, the Elden Ring expansion is coming out this week. And before we left on our trip, I made enough progress so I'll be able to run that expansion when
nice.
It drops. And you've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3.
I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3. Finally got a chance to dig into that right before we left, and you know, got to go through, create my character, choose his penis. I did the MS-150, mm-hmm. Which is the 150 mile bike ride from Proctor, Minnesota, back to Century College in the Twin Cities. That was fun. It's like over 2 days. We had gorgeous weather for it.
Yeah, and you definitely didn't like wear out your legs before we even started our trip.
Right. Well, that might be why my knees are so fucking sore today. So I did that. So 75 miles each day. We stop in Hinckley for the first night. And then I tried to go to bed. And then as soon as I was like, all right, I'm all tucked up in bed, ready to go. And then a bunch of people showed up to our hotel. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to continue to be social.
Like, that does not seem like the thing you want to do after doing the MS-150.
After 75 miles on a bicycle? No, yeah. No, it is not. But yeah, I got back that Sunday, and I don't think we recorded, because I think I was exhausted. And then we were leaving the next day for Ireland, so I was going to pack, and then I didn't, because I went to bed instead. So I ended up packing the next day. Luckily it didn't take much and all that. Right, Lando? Yeah. He got to go hang out at my folks for a week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it seems like he had a good time. And we just had just a fuckload of rain here.
Yeah, like we get back and it's hotter and muggier than it was in Ireland, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. Oh, Baldur's Gate. I'm gonna circle back to that because holy shit, that game is a lot of fun. I knew it was gonna be, which is why I put off playing it for so long, because I knew it was just gonna like suck me in and put its like death grip into me and not let me do anything else, which is what's happened. And it's just fantastic. It's like, you know, old school isometric, D&D game. And it's just a blast.
Like, I would recommend like one thing that you might want to spoil yourself on is how to recruit Minthara. If you're not playing as a total asshole, it's not easy to recruit Minthara. Who's
I don't know who that is, and I don't care.
The best asshole character.
I don't care unless it happens in my playthrough. I'm not going to spoil anything for myself because that's how I play games.
It was a fun character because it the old way you used to have to like, recruit her was
this is very spoiler.
Not how you because you'd have to break the game to recruit her otherwise because you weren't supposed to.
Okay,
like unless you're evil, like you had to basically knock her unconscious, turn her into a sheep, carry her around as a sheep for half the game until you like could resurrect her, and then it would like get far enough to where you could now have her in your party. It was people went really far out of the way to figure out how to add her to your team.
Yeah, well, don't know who that is. I haven't read anything on the game, and I'm trying to keep up with that as much as possible.
I've been playing Elden Ring. Like I hit the one of the harder areas in the game before So like I hit the one boss. Like I, it turned out the whole time I had the access to the keys to that boss for like a while, but I just didn't remember because I take breaks between playing that game and then hit this other area of the game where it's just a rough area to like. It's a lot of rot, which you don't want to be hit with a rot in that game. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like not good. You could fall through the floor. You could the walls could crumble around you.
And I'm approaching like the toughest.
Kind of stinky.
Approaching the toughest boss in the game that you don't have to fight, but like it gets you stuff. And I want stuff.
I mean, stuff is good.
Yeah, but I'm just running around with my giant hammer build, so it's just fun.
Nice.
Just hit stuff heavy.
Well, no, you shouldn't hit heavy things if the floors are rotted. Like, that's just going to put holes in them, and you're just going to have a bunch of problems. Like, you should really, I think what you're going to have to do, like, I mean, if there's rot like that, it really indicates water damage.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think you're going to have to, like, pull all of that up, and then you're going to have to put new flooring down, and just running around with a hammer and hitting it isn't going to solve anything. In fact, it's probably going to make your job harder in the long run. Because you're not going to see like what parts are good and what parts are bad. You're going to destroy a lot of good wood in there.
Oh, and I've also been playing some Pokemon Unbound, which is a ROM hack of like of one of the Game Boy Advance Pokemon games, where it just has all the Pokemon in it, and it's like a more difficult version of Pokemon. So like I'm enjoying that, like the extra challenge that it has. So
nice.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to. Besides what our discussion topic's going to be.
Yeah, yeah. And so yeah, we'll pour some beer first, and so we have a Founders All Day West Coast, which I don't believe we've had on the show. And if we have, well, I'm sorry, I didn't have energy to actually go out to the liquor store today because that seemed like a lot of work.
Yeah, this is basically an all day can with like a pink background. Every time I see like this can, like I my first thought is pink lemonade.
Just because, yeah, it does have kind borders. Of that like that view of it.
And man, I could go for some pink lemonade. All right, so yeah. All right,
so West Coast hops. We're looking at Simcoe, Mosaic, Chinook, Osaka. It's all in the taste. Ensure that summer isn't a bummer with All Day West Coast, brewed with a stunning array of hops, balanced by a laid-back malt bill. This session West Coast IPA shoes off its beach bod with a bold hop aroma and moderate bitterness that positively beams with piney citrus notes and flavors.
Yeah, you get a bit of the hops and the smell for sure. And let's see, 4.7% and 35 IBUs.
Yeah, two malts in here. We got two row and flaked rice. So very like kind of sweet.
Yeah,
and citrusy on the nose. Yeah, firm bitterness. Man, very light drinking.
Oh yeah, that's the nice thing about these all days. It's very easy to drink these, and they're not like 8%ers or more.
No, so. No, that's 4.7. Yeah. So little higher than the all day IPA, by like 0.2%.
But still sessionable.
Still very sessionable. Yeah, no, this is really good. I don't really have much else to say about it. You want to give me a number?
Yeah, I think this is solid. I'm going to give this a 7.5. I don't think it's like an amazing IPA, I wouldn't go like the realms of eights, but it is very drinkable. 7.5.
Yeah. Lando, shush. I know you think 7.5 is a lot for an all-day IPA, but I think it's okay. I think it's okay. How about you go down? Should we go down? Down? Okay. How about a 7? Is a 7 okay? All right. Yeah, Lando and I are going to give it a 7.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. It's not amazing, but it's good. It's well made. I'd drink more.
Right.
But I don't know. There's just something about the OG that's just fantastic. And this is just, it's a riff on that, but it's not my favorite riff on it. All right. All right. Let's get into the whole reason we're doing this show.
Yeah, so we went on a week-long trip to Ireland with a friend of ours, Ben.
Yep.
Who's been on the show a couple times.
He has. You know, we've known Ben for a very long time. And yeah, so we did this was both of your guys' first like international trip.
Yeah.
If you don't count like the odd excursion to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to start there. Like, how was that experience? The whole like new country experience. Like, were you nervous? Were you like, did it live up to the hype?
So like the only nervous I have is the just with airplanes, and that's only with the when you're sitting on the ground waiting to take off.
Okay.
So like that's the weird part. Like in the air, I have no issue when it's there. It's just like I can't. I feel a little trapped when we're on the ground.
Yeah.
Like not moving anywhere. But I had sprung for like Comfort Plus because it was going to be like an 8-hour plane ride.
Yeah, it was like 8.5, I think.
And like I kind of wish I didn't do that just because like it's just like that was an extra couple like a grand and a half that I didn't really have to spend.
Yeah.
But like it's also made it so like I was like I wasn't as packed in as a sardine as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like AR flight. The flight wasn't bad, but like the whole. So the thing was, it didn't feel that different.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like, yeah, like it was different, but like it wasn't that different. Like it still felt very much like, I mean, people everywhere. So
yeah, that's the nice thing about like Ireland or the UK for your first like international experience is it's different,
mm-hmm.
but it also feels very samey. Like. The language is the same, just the accent is different. The side of the road is different. The money's funny, but it eases you in. Like if we had gone somewhere where the language was different,
oh, that'd be different. Yeah,
I think it would. I think it would have been. But this was, yeah. I think it was a good first.
I mean, there's at least one old guy who like might as well have been speaking another language.
Like that when you run into somebody who has like. The super like Irish brogue, and you're just like, I understand most of what you're saying, but some of it's getting lost in there. or when we stopped in that local bar towards the end of the trip, and there was just the guy sitting at the bar who I had no idea the words he was saying. So we flew out Monday night, landed
like Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Landed at like 10:30. Went and checked into our hotel right away, rode the bus, got a bus ride in because you have to get some public transport when you're in.
Yeah, we just did the one bus ride. I was expecting we were going to do more bus rides, but like we didn't have to. So
yeah, we didn't have to. And then,
it wasn't a too long of a bus ride, but like I wasn't sure where we were getting off. So like, me and Ben were like, when do we get off? Like, and then we saw you get up. And then, like, get down because, like, I think somebody was getting out. So we were like,
yep.
Is this a stop? Or is it not our stop? Oh, it is our stop. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, there was a little bit of that throughout the trip.
And it was also weird. Their buses all had seatbelts, and they even had, like, a sign saying, hey, everybody, buckle up.
Yeah, well, this was the express bus did. I don't know if they all do, but they might. And then
just saying everybody has to buckle up and nobody was buckling.
So yeah, we flew into Dublin. We haven't said that part.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was Dublin was where we landed.
Yeah. We flew into Dublin. So overall on the trip, we did 2 days in Dublin, 2 days in Galway, 2 days in Cork, and then final afternoon in Dublin, before we went to the airport the following morning. So Dublin, what'd you think of it as a city?
Yeah, it was interesting. Kind of like reminded me of like a little bit like of so that first day we were there, it was more of a we were seeing a lot of like it seemed like more of a touristy stuff, like
yep.
a lot of like touristy more Dublin stuff, like
we were in the Temple Bar area, yeah. And so we went and saw some touristy stuff.
And like that first day, we had it was a Guinness tour the first
yep,
day.
Yeah, we did the Guinness tour at St. James Gate,
which was humid as fuck. Like in there, like it was like they had like a whole water display going on, mm-hmm. which is a very cool water display they had. But and like it was like a really cool little tour. Like it wasn't really a facility tour; it was just like a tour about Guinness itself.
Yep.
And which was very interesting, but it was also
they have the original like 9,000-year lease that was signed.
Yeah. Which apparently, like, they They signed like a more permanent, like a different lease, like or like they bought out the lease or something.
I think
like
they bought. They ended up buying it out and buying the land.
Let's see. We did one of the bars we hit like was like a lot of bars, a lot of pubs that first day and the second day. Like that was what we did in Dublin. Was
it's kind of what you do in Dublin. Pubs.
Like there was like one where they had a really bad audio mixing setup.
Oh God, we saw. I think the worst live Irish band I've ever seen. We stopped at this pub.
I don't think the band was bad. It was
the
just
band wasn't
the
good.
The mixing was horrible.
Yeah. No, the mixing was bad and the band wasn't good. But yeah, we stopped at this pub. We stopped at what was the name of the pub that we stopped at for lunch? It was like the local or anyway, we stopped at this pub for lunch and had just a great I had a great BLT. And your first pints of Guinness, the first of so very many.
They don't taste quite the same as they do in the U.S. Like they did taste better.
I was thinking about grabbing some Guinness for the show tonight.
But also the thing is, I don't know if it might have been just like every time we were having a Guinness, like my body was desperate for more calories because of all the walking we'd been doing.
Yeah, yeah. You learned about European vacation walking, which is, you know, like 10, 12 miles a day.
That was fun. The next day, we did the Teeling tour.
First we went to Dublinia, the Viking Museum, and saw the Pooping Man.
Oh yeah, that's right. We started off with the, which was a fun trip there. And then we had we kind of duck out a little bit early so we could make the Teeling tour.
Yeah, the Dublinia is museum is all about it starts with the Viking history of. Dublin, and then goes into like medieval Dublin.
It was a very cool tour.
Yeah,
and like it was like a castle or something they're doing it in, or like it was just an old giant old building.
Yeah, it was. I want to say it was like an old church,
old church.
Yeah, we played a game the entire time, where it was called Castle or Church, because sometimes you just can't tell the difference.
It turns out that some of those places that, like, the smaller things that are, like, smaller castles, it was just smaller stone houses that, more.
That's all a castle is. We're not getting back into this argument again. All a castle is a house.
It's a little bit more.
It's a fortified house. Well, what does it need more than that? What does it need more?
I don't know, like a tower or something.
Oh, yeah, but not all the castles we saw were had towers.
Anymore.
And some of the castles we saw were just towers.
And they had to be a little bit bigger, I think, was one of the things.
He size shames castles, guys. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, but the Teeling tour was a lot of fun. Like
Teeling
it was
a blast, yeah.
Like it was really cool. They had like a raised platform, like in the middle of the distillery, so you could like see everything being made, and it was very cool. I know the person walking us through was like, "Hey, be careful with your cameras over the open
fermenters,
because like a couple of people lost their phones the other week and they did not get them back."
Yep, they are not coming back. They're at the bottom of the fermenter now.
And we also find out that they never changed the law about like this one piece of equipment for tax purposes that was set up.
Yeah, yeah, the what do they call it? The spirit safe.
Yeah, it's for like checking, like it was used to be used for checking whether
how much distilling or liquor they were making.
Then they could be taxed that way, and they don't. That's not even how they track it anymore. But they can't not have it.
Yep, they have to have that stupid thing there.
But it's a very cool display thing.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I just have on my notes here that it was just hitting pubs the rest of Dublin, and that was the day that we one of the places we stopped was like we had previously found out like, hey, there's a Packer bar here in Dublin,
and it'd be
funny to go there, and it was
terrible.
It wasn't a Packer bar, it was just like a shitty sports bar, and it was they had like one vent that was venting out heat,
so
it wasn't great.
We ran into these girls from Green Bay. On Tuesday, when we were at a distillery after Guinness, we started walking down the street and we found this distillery. So we walked in and we had a cocktail. That's this.
Okay.
And like we were talking about trying to find a Packer bar, and they overheard us and like, "Where are you guys from?" And we're like, "Oh, Wisconsin." We're like, "We're from Wisconsin." And I guess she worked for the the Packers, and like they have this app to try to find Packer bars anywhere, and like the bar didn't show up. That should have been a sign.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we ended up going to this Packer bar. But first, Teeling was like, I would just want to touch on Teeling again. Like, I had a great whiskey sour there that was fantastic. If you're ever in Dublin, go. It was a lot of fun. What was your favorite on the tasting? Because we had four spirits on the tasting. Do you remember them?
I do not.
What did you think of the super like smoky peaty one? The one that was basically a scotch but Irish.
You know, I liked it. It was better than any scotch I'd had. That's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I disagree with that statement.
Well, I don't think I've had a lot of good scotches.
Okay.
Like that could play into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I really like. They had like a single malt that was really good, and I really enjoyed that one. Then we just kind of pub hopped. We walked down to Temple Bar to go check that out. We found some trad music, which we tried to find some kind of everywhere we went.
Yeah, there's a lot of traditional music. You know, I think we might as well bring it up now. There's one thing that we heard almost every night while we were...
We heard it pretty much every night we went out.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Wagon Wheel.
Yep.
Because Ireland apparently is obsessed with Wagon Wheel.
Like, even traditional bands would play Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, it was insane. So Temple Bar, we stopped at, like, the Temple Bar, which is, you know, what you do, the touristy thing. Found a table somehow, and there it's kind of funny, like all the pub tables are shorter than you think they should be, like, yeah. They come up to about my knees, and then you have like tiny little stools to sit around the pub tables.
We also had one of the few non Guinnesses that we had was we had a Coors, actually.
We had a Coors at the Packer Bar.
I'll be honest though, it did taste pretty good.
It was a nice break from Guinness. Like, I started doing that kind of like towards the middle of the week, just because after the, you know, the 20 or 23rd Guinness,
yeah,
you need a break.
Let's see. I don't.
And
think
we got kebab each night.
Oh yeah, we both each night in Dublin, we had a kebab, and that was always a great, like, it was like, oh no, we're full kebabs, we're getting kebabs now. And yep. It was just a great thing to have, and just like, oh, just basically we picked out
we ate so much, had such a good time. We stopped at Brazenhead I think the first night, which is the oldest pub in Dublin, for dinner. Got some fish and chips and whatnot there. Then we rented a car on Thursday for the drive out to Galway.
Yeah, like that was a fun ride. Like, it's like, I think I'm trying to think how to describe like the countryside. Like, besides like the countryside, it was a little bit different, the road to the cliffs, but it's very much like Wisconsin, like Wisconsin country mixed with like the hills of Appalachia.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like how it can describe, except like the temperature is not like that at all. And then we stopped in Athlone for some food at Gertie Brown's. I think I had a sandwich. Ben had a sandwich. I think you had a.
I had stir fry.
Yeah, with a duck.
With a side of duck and salmonella.
It came with beef.
I was fine with the beef.
And it's like, oh, we forgot to put duck in there.
And I'm like, that's okay. I don't need the duck. That's okay. They brought me the duck.
Which they must have rushed out. It's like, oh, this person didn't get duck.
Rushed the fucking duck.
And maybe that wasn't even the freshest duck to begin with.
Yeah. Anyway. That duck gave me food poisoning, but we'll get to that when we get to the following day.
So we
stopped at Athlone. The main reason we stopped there was to swing by Sean's pub, which is the oldest pub in Ireland. And we kind of stepped in, and it was packed to the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, we're just going to go somewhere else. So I don't even think we had a pint there.
No.
We just kind of stopped, moved on, walked around the town a bit. And then we got to Galway, and we walked to checked into our hotel and walked to downtown or walked to the Latin Quarter in Galway.
Yeah, like Galway was interesting because like there it was like there was a section of it that was set up as like this is packed in tourist area. And then outside of it was just like, oh yeah, you have some bars and this is like what more people normally spend their time in when they're not in the tourist areas.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So Galway, like the old city, is like the Latin Quarter. Mm-hmm. And so you have all these like cobblestone streets and things like that and just a bunch of like older architecture, and then other city has kind of built up around it.
Like there's so much cobblestone that you see in Ireland, and like there was stone used for fucking everything. A lot of it old stuff, like fences were used like and everything. Like I learned a little bit more about that the following day in Galway, but yeah, we hopped a bunch of bars while we were in Galway. I walked around it's not a dam, it was a just around the water area.
Yep.
Did a bit of a walk, and then it like rained on us when we were like getting a little bit far on one of the things, and we turned back and it stopped raining on us.
Yep. So we went to a craft beer bar,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of fun, and played some Love Letter until we're like, well, let's go find some trad music and then some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked back into the Latin Quarter to a pub that was, I can't remember the name of it, but they had some amazing traditional music mm-hmm. playing. So we sat there and we listened to traditional music for about an hour and a half or so.
Yeah, was that the one
stood along the rail and then kind of moved our way down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to, I think the best meal that we had.
Yeah, we had a seafood place that had like
it was super out of the way.
We had the best like crab cakes. It was like their crab cakes were like part crab, part fish, and they were just all delicious.
No, they were crab and chorizo. There was no
fish. Oh yeah,
no,
it was chorizo. Okay, I thought fish was in there.
No,
no, like those were delicious cakes. Had some really good. I think I did fish and chips that
night. We had some
night.
Fried squid that were really good. We all did the fish and chips, and it was fantastic. I think it was like one of the best meals that we had on the trip was that one, and it was super good.
And then like after that, it's getting later, and we find I don't know if we hopped another.
We were so the entire time this night we were planning on having a nice early time in, and like we were doing pretty good.
And
we finished dinner about 8 o'clock. We were walking back
home.
I was
like, oh, one more.
Yep, yeah, and we're like, all right, fine, we'll have one more. And then we met the Mad Lads.
Yeah, so this was more like a modern setting on the interior.
Yeah, it was just a modern like sports bar.
Yeah, and there's just two. I actually have. It was the Dreacht was the name of the duo, like which we didn't even find out till the end of the night. And they gave us their cards,
but nobody was like. There was like one person in there listening to them.
Oh yeah, I thought at first like, when we were sitting at the bar because we were already a little toasted.
Yeah,
that's why we were going to only do one more.
Yeah,
and when we stopped there, like so I thought I didn't even know that like, the stage was to our left. I thought they were in the next over room.
Yep.
It's like oh like I did not realize that they were right there and like there was nobody else like only one like the table.
So we went, sat down right in front of them and started buying them beers.
Yeah, like we had. So many drinks while we were listening. They were so much fun. Very energetic. One person playing a guitar. The other person on a box. He had a keyboard by him, which apparently like it was like his first night. He actually brought it with him
because
he just normally doesn't perform with the piano. And like, but he was just playing the drums on a box, which is pretty wild what you can do with just a fucking box.
Right.
And they were very energetic. It was a lot of fun. Like, it was like we stayed there
drinking
and having a blast until closing time. And then when the bouncer like came over, like, all right, 15 minutes, you guys, and then everybody has to get out. And then like 10 minutes later, and then he came by again, hey. And then like 5 minutes later, it was just us now.
Yeah.
Us and the band like talking. And then like, it was like, hey, you guys got to leave now. Because it's now midnight.
So we left.
And then we could no longer walk back.
Yeah, so we got a cab back. So got the cab back,
And then after getting back, the Revenge of the Duck begins.
The Revenge of the Then then the food poisoning really settled in, which I thought was something else. I thought it was just, you know, the night out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it
would not be unbelievable after all we drank.
Yep.
Along with whiskey.
No, absolutely. Would not have been unbelievable. But yeah, it kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Well into the next day, and so I lost a day of the trip to being bedridden and toilet ridden. So yeah, you guys did stuff that day. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. That was I put 20,000 steps in that day, which turns out was not the highest amount of steps I put in. 10 miles in. So when we were walking around like that Latin Quarter, it turns out like there was like we passed by like there's like what looked like some glass walls and looking into like a excavation site. It was like, oh, we can just duck in here and see what's going on. And it turns out like it was open on the other side. So like I don't even know why they put walls up in the first place, but it was like really cool. And then a guy was explaining it, and it turns out the guy didn't even fucking work there. He's just like he worked in because it was built. In a way where, like, they built the building for up above over the archaeological site, so it was kind of like a raised area where underneath it was just the site where there was it used to be like a one of those like some sort of office where they would check like some sort of tax office or something like that, like a really old one, like 1200 something like that, and that was used for foraging stuff, and they had like a cross-shaped thing for like melting it down iron ore, which is like pretty cool. And it was like at a weird angle because it was at that weird angle to point towards like some religious well, which apparently you can have religious wells, or they did back then, mm-hmm. the 1300s. And it was just kind of cool that they had like had this whole building, and then they decided, it turns out there's a thing down here, so we're just going to build over it. Then we also hit the museum in Galway, which is very cool. The guy was like, "Hey, there's a free museum!" So like we actually made our way to the free museum, and that was a lot of fun. Like it was very interesting. I was a little bit less exciting when I like they had like some actual regular museum stuff. Like once you went far enough in it, so like they had like a after a lot of history stuff in it there, and like about like the all the way up to I think they had stuff about like. Like pre-troubles, like the war with Britain, like 1920s,
the war, Irish War of Independence,
the Irish War of Independence, and like that was very interesting, like seeing like the pro, like versus like accepting like treaties and like being against treaty and stuff like that, and then we see the there's like they had a section about like the water life, which is pretty cool, and then they had like some just medicine stuff, like which there were some things that were invented by like Irish doctors, like I think like the stethoscope was one of the things, like the stethoscope that were like went in both ears was like I think an Irish doctor invented it. But yeah, that was a really interesting museum. Like we spent a couple hours mainly because like it was
out of the hot sun,
and
yeah.
like it would just be like just calmly walk around the museum, see like a giant fucking mace. It was like apparently a relic for the guard or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They would have like this giant mace and like some sword relic that that was on display. That was pretty cool. And then besides that, I think what did Ben and I do? I think we made it our way back eventually to the hotel to see how you're doing and like also to rest up a little bit, and then
yeah.
I think
it was about 4 o'clock. Yeah, you guys made it back.
I think an hour later, we made our way to Thai, and you were doing well enough.
I was feeling a lot better by that point. Like I'd been able to keep some things down. We went and had some great Thai food. Mm-hmm. That's just him with his frisbee. So we had some great Thai food, and then crashed for the night, woke up bright and early the next morning.
Yeah, because that was a late start for all of us except me and Ben, because like we're hungover as hell, and yep. you it was hard for you to tell how bad you were doing because of the like the your
I had,
hangover
I had both
you had both the hangover and the
and
food,
food
poisoning.
Poisoning,
and as long as they were equal to each other, they were fighting each other, and like it's like you could you're I think you could
I was
like,
able to move
do,
around
am I gonna be able to make it through the day? It's like, and then as soon as the hangover started dropping away, it's like, oh nope, this is not going
to
happen.
Yeah, we went to breakfast, and I think I went to the bathroom like three times during that hour we were at breakfast. But yeah, so the next day we drove down to the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah. Which was like, it was a wild ride, like through the mist. And then like all the first time started seeing like just all the rock walls everywhere, yeah. Like just breaking up the fields for the animals.
I do need to preface, all of the scenery and stuff he's talking about. I didn't get to see any of that because I had to focus on the super narrow roads.
Oh, yeah. I had previously found out at the museum that they didn't even have gates for their field for like the stone walls, same fucking stone walls they would use, because apparently Ireland has, if there's nothing that they have surplus of, it'd be stones, like so much stone, like we passed by mountains that were just fucking. You see, like, oh yeah, I see where they found all the stuff for the fences, and because there were so many fences, and like it was just stone fences. But like they used to like just have like the gates would be instead of like wood or anything like that, they just pile up stone between fields in the gate, and then clear it out when they needed to move the flocks around and stuff like that. So, but like saw like a lot of these old like some in use, some no longer in use of like gated area, fenced in areas, and then we made our ways to the Cliffs of Moher, and it was very, very windy, and it was very, very rainy.
It was downpouring, yeah.
Like, we made our way inside, grabbed some
coffee,
and, like, I think each of us grabbed something to snack on a little bit. And then by the time we finished that, like, it was perfect timing because it cleared up just enough so we could be outside and not be rained on. Like, it would be a little bit wet, and, like, it'd sprinkle a little bit. But, like, and it hadn't packed with tourists yet because, like, I think, like, on our way out, we saw, oh, yeah, there's a lot more people.
Yeah, all the buses showed up right as we were leaving.
But, yeah, the Cliffs of Moher were great. It was a lot of fun. It, like, looked cool.
Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. And then, so we walked, we hiked along the Cliffs of Moher for about an hour or so. And then we went into the town of, oh, man, not Dingle, do you remember what town that was?
The town?
Yeah.
I don't remember the town.
Hang on.
I remember the island, but I don't remember the town.
South of Galway. Do-do-do-do. Enhance. 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 Not Dingle. Go down here. I'm going to find it, damn it. Oh, Doolin. We went to Doolin. Yeah, the town of Doolin.
What did we do there?
That's where we got on the that's where we got on the ferry.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So we didn't do anything there. We just went.
Well, we went and had breakfast, and we met the two most Irish people.
That's
where we met Paddy.
Right. Got it. I remember now that I remember where
you.
Where
how could you forget Paddy?
Yeah, like he could not understand like every other word.
He's this 87-year-old guy. He sat down at the table next to us. I think they were playing music in a bit, and we just started chatting. And
he was just telling tall tales.
Yeah,
maybe like some of them sounded believable, like being in America,
being deported. Yeah,
and like having breakfast and like you enjoying your breakfast? Well, we're gonna have to deport you. Actually, that's why we're here.
Yeah. And then we got on the, they were a lot of fun. Then we got on the ferry to, go to Inishere, which is the smallest of the Aran Islands, just off the coast there. And we rented some bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a tootle around the,
I thought it was Inis Ore we went on.
So Inishere is the name of the island. Inis Ore is, so Inishere is the name. Inis Ore just means it's the small one.
Okay.
Small island in Gaelic.
Yeah, but like it was we rented bikes and we biked around that island the whole time, and I was glad we were on bikes.
Yes.
Because it would be, if we took the like there they had like some like small horse carriages that you could take, but that seems like you're basically on tracks like the whole time and like, kind of slow. Walking it would take too long to get everywhere, but on bikes we could just cover. We covered basically the whole island.
Yeah, I think we covered. I think there was like one road that we didn't hit.
Like we hit like every road, like the roads that you normally wouldn't take. Like we were hitting. So like there were like parts of that, like we are on like a couple beaches, like where nobody else was around because it'd be still all your way to.
Yeah, it was
walk.
Really cool.
So it was definitely worth it to have bikes on that island.
Yeah.
Pretty exhausting day. I think there was one point where I think my watch was like, it was so bumpy when we were going downhill fast that I think my watch is counting every single bump as a step, because it ended up saying like I hit like a ridiculous step total for that day. But yeah, it was an exhausting day though. That was
right.
Like, we had a very busy and like I think I've ended this the whole vacation. Like, it turns out that I needed some sunscreen because it was so sunny.
Yeah, this fucker got sunburned in Ireland.
Yeah, like it was wild. Like, between that day, between the day last day in Galway and on that island, like that was it was a hell of a thing. I think the following day didn't help a whole lot.
In Kinsale?
Yeah, like I did grab a hat that next day. But yeah, well, that was a great time on the island. I don't remember what we did after that. I think that was
We drove back to Cork, and yeah. Then we went out to dinner. And then we found a really cool we went to the Long Ale or the Long Haul.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Long Haul pub and listened to like 2 hours of Irish music.
Yeah.
And it just had a great, like, we had a great spot. We were like feet from the band, and it was just like a really intimate feeling, and it was just a really good pub.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Cork.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, we woke up bright and early again, and we drove south to Kinsale.
Yeah.
That's about about 30 minutes south of Cork.
Had some breakfast
right on the sea. Had some breakfast, and then we kind of parted ways a little bit.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about your dive first.
Yeah. So, I went scuba diving there. So, I went and found I went and met up with the boat. We went on a rib, and there was, like, five of us. There was four divers and two instructors. We went out on this boat, and we went out kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I had it was all rental gear. It was kind of a rough trip, but it was a lot of fun. Visibility was terrible. Water was cold. Saw, some animals, not a ton, but it was just kind of a cool dive. Like, the ride out and the ride back and just chatting with the people and stuff, it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, highly recommend diving in Ireland. But just know, it's going to be a dive. It's not going to be, a Caribbean dive. It's going to be a hard dive.
And you had somebody, partway through doing, practice dives.
Yeah, and they completely silted out the area. And so there was, hand-in-your-face visibility. And
which is wild that they would do that. And, if you're going to take a boat out to the location,
right.
You think you'd have, a little bit more space.
It is what it is. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I did it. And that's kind of all I can say about it. But yeah, so then I met up with you guys, and we went and had some lunch.
Yeah.
But you guys had kind of a long afternoon.
So me and Ben, the first thing you did, hit a gift shop, and I got a hat. I got a weird hat, a weird fish hat. I don't know what weird fat
it
fish.
It literally
is,
just says
brand.
Weird fish.
It just says weird fish on it. It's all right, this is the hat I'm going to wear. And then, just to try to get a little bit sun off myself, because it was odd. Partway through a walk, the sun came out, and that sun stayed out basically the whole day that we were there in Kinsale. We did this big walk around the harbor, like huge walk. Right where we were, we had a choice between going to two different forts. And we chose the fort that was a little bit distance wise, because we'd have to wrap around all the way around. If it was a straight shot, it wouldn't be that long. But since we had to wrap around everything, they were kind of similar in distance. So we chose Fort Charles. Seemed like a better walk. But also it turns out that it was a lot of uphill for that walk. But there's kind of a cool trail, some cool trails that you kind of hit on that walk. But it was and then we finally made our way to Fort Charles. Did the tour there. It was very cool to see the place, and there's a guides talking about it. That's also the fort where there's the classic ghost story of the White Lady, where it's basically basically whoever was in charge, like not general or like whoever the captain was, so somebody who was in charge of the fort, like his daughter married like an officer, and then like the officer like saw some flowers down by the down one night, and was like I was going to go get it, and then like the guard was like, hey, I can get that for you, just watch my post. And like he so the guy's like, okay, I'll watch your post for you. And like leaned against the wall, and apparently he started snoozing, but like sleeping while on guard is like was an executable offense. And so like the person, the general or whatever, came around, saw that, shot the guy, killed him instantly. And then it turns out that that was the person that his daughter married, and his daughter leaped to her death. And that's where, and then like there's been sightings of the White Lady, and there's the, like actually Kinsella actually had a ghost tour going on, like that they were advertising. But yeah, that was kind of a cool thing to see that fort. It was pretty large. Like it was kind of cool to see it. So it was kind of odd. Like the surface of it was like, oh, it was like they built it on like a. Like the stone surface like was just worn away from like rain and everything, so there are parts of it like where they didn't even have to put down like any floors. It was just like mm-hmm. an uneven stone surface, and then of course there was even more cobblestones, like worn cobblestones that have just been there for a very long time. And then we made our long walk back, as exhausting walk, and then like okay, Casey's must still be diving. I had some ice cream. I think Ben also had some ice cream. Like, and it was really neat. Like, I would have crashed, I think, if I did not have that little bit of sugar going on. And mm-hmm. then walked around, like, I think we hit one pub and just had, like, a beer or two there. And then just a little bit more walking around, had an iced coffee. And then iced coffee that was, like, 75% milk for some reason, which is not real. I just wanted something that was 100% coffee and ice.
Yep.
But and then eventually you said like you're done with your tour, and we just met up at the mast, and then I went from there.
Yeah, then we went back to Cork. I went and showered quick, and then we went out and made our way. We stopped at this cool pub called the Oval that had all the tables were lit with candles and everything.
Lando, stop. Hey. No. Leave it alone.
He's just destroying his frisbee.
I know, and then I have to buy a new frisbee. And then we walked to go get some dinner at the Franciscan Well, and which was like this. It's like a brewery that has like pizzas and stuff. And then we ended up sitting in on a comedy show. Like it was they were doing an open mic, a Sunday night open mic. And so that was kind of fun.
Oh yeah, like it was a blast in the open. Like I think the opener was like the opening act was like the weakest, I think, of the all the performers. There was like another guy that was like wasn't particularly great. One guy who was like went like really really blue, and like they seemed to like so like I the person the MC. Like it makes sense for them to do the like a bunch of crowd work because like that's their job, but I it looks like a lot of them were decided like they're just gonna do crowd work, and it turns out me being drunk and like is not a great person to choose for crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I'm the tallest one, and I was like pretty close to the front.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was a good time.
It was a lot of fun though.
And then yeah, the next day we went to Dublin to kind of finish out our day.
Yeah, so
drop the car off.
Saw the Rock of Cashel.
Oh yeah, on the way. Yep.
Yeah, that was the. We stopped there. Very cool to see that cathedral. Like that dome was wild. Like
mm-hmm.
that was wild. Like they built that. It was so high up. Like
yeah,
and they had managed to make that dome. But after that, we did the rock drop off and the
car drop off. Yep, and then hit a couple of pubs on the way back, hit dinner, and then we all kind of crashed early. I think it was like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like before we made our way back, and I think we were all asleep by 9.
Yep.
And like we had asked, like, hey, can you have like a cab ready?
Oh my god, the cab! At, like
9:15 for the next day. So we're all awake and on Tuesday, the day we have to fly back is like
it's like 7 o'clock.
And we're all like, you know, let's see if we can get our cab moved forward.
Yeah, and we'll go to the airport, get some breakfast, and
so you headed down to ask them that.
Yeah, and they had never scheduled the cab the night before. Or, like, they had it written down, but the cab had no thing of it. And so I'm like, well, good thing I came down. Whatever, we got a change. We went down the time the cab was supposed to show up. We waited 20 minutes, and the cab never showed up.
And then we waited another 10 minutes, and it's like, okay. Like past the time. And it's like, okay. You said,
I just grabbed an Uber.
And the Uber made it to us and picked us up before that fucking cab showed up.
Like, if that cab ever showed up.
Yeah. So, like, it would have been rough if it was that kind of like a arrival time.
Yeah, because we were cutting it tight with the 9:15. But yeah, I don't know. We did it. We made the 8.5 hour trip back, and here we are.
Yeah, like yesterday was it wasn't really jet lag. I don't think it was hitting me. Like I got like an hour nap on the flight. It was a kind of like an odd flight. Like by the time like 6 o'clock, for example, like after being back, like, it would have happened. It would have been like past midnight. It would have been like an extra long day. But it was just the being so worn down from the trip. Like I had like you and me, we had some nachos because you don't really get Mexican food over there, and basically. I crashed at like 7 o'clock after eating my nachos.
Yeah, it was about the same. And I was up again at about 2 for a couple hours, then back down again. So
I popped up at 1 o'clock because I had a notification, a calendar thing I put on my phone. But I put that calendar on that thing on my phone while I was in Ireland. So when that so it started going off at 1 a.m. because that's what time it would have been. It would have been like 7 a.m, 8 a.m, in Ireland. So. That was but I went right back to sleep because I just was tired.
Yeah, so that was kind of our Ireland trip. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I'd do it again. But yeah, all right. Well, should we get out of here?
Let's get out of here. Still tired.
Oh, I'm so tired. All right, guys, if you have any questions, comments, show ideas, or have you go and shoot us an email at feedback@blindstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/blindstudios. You can follow us on Instagram @blindstudios. And I'll see you guys next week.